This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The most immediate effect of yesterday's elections will be felt in the Senate, where Republicans will return to power on the chamber's floor and in its committees. They will do so because their new candidates defeated at least three incumbent Democrats and held on to the seats of all four Republicans who are retiring from the Senate this year. There are still some undecided races. A computer glitch delayed the count in the South Dakota Senate race early this morning, and a runoff will have to be held in Louisiana on December 7th between incumbent Democrat Mary Landrieu and runner-up Republican Suzanne Hake-Terrell. NPR's Brian Naylor reports from Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
For the second straight cycle, voting problems delayed a clear resolution of ballot results in some key races, although not on the scale Florida experienced in the 2000 presidential race. In South Dakota, Bill Peterson, a Republican state representative, advised backers of John Thune, who were hoping to celebrate a victory over Democratic incumbent Tim Johnson, to instead go home and get some sleep.
But now it's time to go home and get a little rest and be wide-eyed and rested and ready to celebrate tomorrow. So thank you very much. You can still stay if you want, but thank you very much and good evening.
The problem was a faulty computer chip in a machine in Davison County, west of Sioux Falls, which caused the machine to begin double counting some ballots. A replacement chip had to be driven from Omaha, stalling the count. With some 10,000 registered voters in the county, the uncounted votes were necessary to resolve a deadlock in which the two candidates were rarely more than 2,000 votes apart in the tally. In Minnesota, the problem was not computers, but paper. The death of Democratic Senator Paul Wellstone and his replacement by former Vice President Walter Mondale so close to the election forced Minnesota elections officials to print paper ballots. They had to be counted by hand. The South Dakota Senate race pitted Democratic incumbent Tim Johnson against Republican John Thune, the state's at-large congressman. It was widely seen as a race of surrogates. President Bush traveled to South Dakota on Thune's behalf four times in the last year, twice in the week before Election Day. The hope was the president's popularity here, he won South Dakota with 68% of the vote 2 years ago, would transfer to Thune. Johnson, meanwhile, campaigned with the state's senior senator, Democratic leader Tom Daschle. Johnson argued a vote for him would help ensure Daschle remained majority leader.
The position I have is a position of power, and our small state, with its low income, is in dire need of that kind of clout in Washington. So I think we've been able to convey that, and I think that's why we started out 9 points behind a year ago and have surged ahead.
Both sides employed phone banks on Election Day to get out the vote.
Hello, Tara. This is Carol Borman. I'm a volunteer, and I live here in Sioux Falls. And President Bush and John Thune asked me to call you today. Make sure you plan to vote, and if you have to get to the polls, get there by 7. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Given the huge number of TV ads aired by both sides and their supporters, it appeared unlikely anyone in South Dakota would have much trouble choosing. One disgusted voter said he'd received so much campaign-related mail, he could shred it and insulate his attic. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.